It's amazing that I am standing here today. Absolutely amazing. Good morning. My name is Ryan Richards, and I hail from the beautiful, gorgeous concrete village of Los Angeles. And in the heart of this urban city, God in his providence chose to seek for himself a rebellious skateboarder turned college wrestler turned field artillery soldier and transform him into a churchman and a pastor. Many would surmise that this was a pretty odd life trajectory, but in God's wisdom, he would allow me to connect and network with these unique subcultures which are desperately in need of the gospel. Though raised by believing parents, the truth of the gospel did not become apparent to me until about the age of 19 years old, when I heard the gospel proclaimed by a man named Bart Campolo, a son of the late Tony Campolo, at a college briefing at a Forest Home Retreat Center. After receiving this news with great joy, I set on mission to devour my Bible. And it was during that time I came across Romans 6, 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? May it never be. How can we still live in sin? At that moment, I realized that the faith I professed my whole life was meaningless unless it was met with repentance. I was all the more eager at that moment to devour my Bible, attend every church service, Bible study, growth group, community group, youth group, and any other service opportunity that I could attend. And I was exceedingly full of joy when I found out that the church I was going to offered 4 services, Friday night, Saturday night, 2 on Sunday. So I set out to go to every church service, but I was quite disappointed to find out that each one of these church services preached the same message. Needless to say, I couldn't get enough of God's word. I couldn't get enough of God's people. Shortly after this zeal was ignited, I got orders to deploy overseas with my artillery unit. And it was during this deployment that I saw a great need for faithful chaplains in the military and just a great need for ministers in general. And upon returning home with the desire for vocational ministry, I imitated my friend and spiritual example, Jeff Alfasa, who's here today, and I enrolled at Biola University to study the Bible. Armed with a plethora of VA benefits and ready for the federal government to finance my biblical training, I invested my life into undergraduate training to study God's word. But after this training, I recognized quickly that I was still in need of more training. And armed with 3 more years of VA benefits, I could continue this education. The most obvious place to come and train for God's word and for vocational ministry was clearly the Master Seminary. So sitting in the Biola library one day, I filled out the application from start to finish in about 15 minutes. The next day, I came to TMS and met with a guy named Ray Merringer and quickly learned that this wasn't an undergraduate institute with a bunch of students throwing frisbee on a lush green grass. This was an institution to prepare for war. It was an institution, a training ground to fight for souls. And convinced that this was the place I needed to be, I went home and reviewed my application only to find multiple spelling and grammar errors, poor sentence construction, and an all-out unprofessional consideration for the reputation and quality of the seminary. So there's only one thing to do. Contact Ray Merringer and on bended knee beg him to shred my application so I can humble myself and take seriously the next 4 years that was hopefully going to lie ahead as I prepared for ministry. Now, I don't know what happened to that sloppy application, but in wonderful TMS style, I was confronted with sharp correction and accompanied with abundance of grace and love. I want to thank the wonderful staff and faculty for modeling this kind of discipleship and training in the same manner. There isn't one appropriate word or phrase or testimony to summarize the seminary experience, but I think the most appropriate comes from, you know, Professor Dr. Mook, and that is the blessed despair. Many of you have testified of this blessed despair. Seminary, ministry, and life is about learning more about God, is about being confronted by his holiness, your sin, your need for a savior, and heralding that news all around the world. Sometimes it's met with great joy and it's quite refining, and sometimes it's met with depression and abundance of sorrow. but every time it is for our good. First, and most honorably and notably, I want to thank my wife, Madison. I purposely didn't invite her to here today because I didn't want to cry. I'm kidding. Who has yet to know me apart from being a student. After grinding with me through undergraduate education and studies, she jumped with me through 4 more years of seminary studies. Through our first sweet baby, Sage, to our second baby we hope to adopt, Heavenly, you have covered me from all 4 sides. You've had my back, you've walked with me side by side, and you've even confronted me to my face. The Lord knew I needed you, and I am incomplete without you. Secondly, I want to thank my dad, who has supported my pursuits, has always told me to honor God in everything I do, and to enjoy the anticipations of life. Thank you for also having my back vocationally after my first ministry assignment could not. Lastly, I want to thank Pastor Matt Jones, Brian Criscolo, and Tony Shen, and the folks at Delray Church for warmly and tenderly welcoming me back to the fellowship and embracing our spiritually injured family after our first ministry, and allowing us to live and serve and love in the community at Delray. My plans after seminary, first and foremost, shed off the 15 pounds I've gained while I've been here. I should have really done that before being on video, but it is what it is. Second, continue tent making in my job, supplying awards and recognition products. Third, thank my wife by taking her out on vacation somewhere fun. And fourth, just learn and grow under the elders and serve the church in whatever capacity I could be of service. I just want to end with Psalm 97, 1-6. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. Amen.